Well, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, my friends, whatever time you're listening to this, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. It's finally stopped raining down here in Florida and stopped snowing. Odd thing to say about that in Florida. Weather's starting to get nice and really cool, but it's no longer wet, which is very nice, a reprieve.
I still have my heat on.
Yeah, you usually get away with not doing too much heat in Florida, but the last couple of days, but apparently this week's coming up is going to be really nice. So again, thank you for the support. And just to give you guys a heads up, I had like two or three customers call the office yesterday. We haven't slowed down at all.
Slowed down?
Slowed down.
We slowed.
Slowed down.
What is slowed down?
Slowed.
Slowed.
We haven't slowed down at all.
There you go.
We're continually making sure we get the products out to you guys every single day. As fast as possible. Most of your orders ship same day. Most of the shipping departments like UPS, they're still moving everything across. But I had like three customers ask if we were closed for the snow days, if we were getting products out, and if products were basically getting held up. I have not had any issues with that so far. Everything's rolling. I know like 75 and I-10 got shut down for like a day with traffic. I saw that this week. But a lot of stuff we ship, you know, they know how to work and bypass that. That's not
a lot of our stuff gets by air.
Yeah, a lot of stuff goes by air. And then, of course, we also have the expedited shipping platforms, which I encourage you guys to use, because that not only expedites your order and puts it to the front of the list, it also gets it out usually air. So it usually goes out second day air anywhere in the country for the expedited shipping fee. And that's a really, really good deal, by the way, because I don't charge any extra or more. It's $19.95. That's the flat expedited fee. I don't vary. It's not variable, so it doesn't go up $40 or $50 and down. Most of shipping fees go up a lot, but I eat part of it, and that's kind of like that VIP expedited order option that I do for you guys to make sure you can get stuff very, very quickly. And in some cases, there next day, because UPS is pretty fast. So again, that's the option that I have for you guys, and appreciate your support on that every day. And be sure to check out the product of the week, the N-acetylcysteine. I got an article that goes in the top 10 supplements as far as in the country, and one of the best things as far as the top 10 options and reasons why you should be taking N-acetylcysteine. So we'll cover that later on the day on this show. Good morning. How are you doing? I see you're repping your university.
You used to have a football team.
We used to have a football team.
You know, it's funny. I love these Florida State jerseys. I used to have about a dozen of them.
Held up really well. You've had that for a while.
Well, yeah, forever. And now I can't find the rest of them.
I didn't take them.
I think they got ratty. I think your mom threw them away years ago.
Say, don't put that on me.
By the way, I want to talk to you about this real quick. I have talked to so many people who've got problems with alcohol, and this article just came out of the Daily Mail right now. I just pulled it up, so I'm going to read it through it with you guys. And this woman, well, here she ended up basically having some health issues, and she lost her job. And it was accompanied by anxiety and depression diagnosis. And then she's put on medication that she's been taking ever since, probably Xanax. Ugh. During an appointment with her doctor, she was told she could never touch alcohol again, which came as a shock because she always enjoyed drinking. And rather than listening to the physicians, she rebelled. I thought to myself, screw you, I'll do what I want, she says.
That's a great idea.
Quote. Now, let me keep going. I was always a drinker. I always had wine with every meal, which is surprising because my parents don't drink. I expect to be able to drink now like I used to, but that was absolutely not possible after she had an aneurysm. But I kept drinking, and I thought I'd get back to how I was. I would drink myself into oblivion. I blacked out, and I couldn't remember what I'd done the night before. But despite her grueling road recovery and spiraling drinking program, she got married and thought life was going to get back on track, only to discover another cruel blow. Then she had a stroke from all the drinking. Then she went into another tailspin. Now her drinking was out of control, but she didn't want to stop. She fought with her husband and parents over the situation. So one night, an intense argument became very violent. I was drunk and I remember throwing my glass full of whiskey at the wall.
Oof.
I threw my phone, and we were in a massive fight, she says through the tears. My mom shouted, stop doing this. What are you doing? Over and over before storming out. I screamed to her to get out of my way and never speak to my parents like that again. After another huge fight, her dad says, make sure you send me your address so when I can tell them where to take your casket.
Oof.
Yeah. Then she decided to postpone the trip. And she goes, a glass of wine was her constant companion on her desk as she worked on the dining table when eating dinner. I'm going to stop for 1 second. And she was drinking 3 bottles of wine a night. Okay. And then she was falling.
That's rough on the pancreas.
Okay. This stuff started really in earnest back in the 90s, back around 91, 92, when that French paradox study came out, and where they said women or men who drink wine every single day and have a glass or two of wine have a lower incidence of heart disease. Remember that, Austin?
Yep. They came out of Italy, I think.
Resveratrol.
Yep. Yep. Resveratrol.
And what happened is they finally admitted that in order to get a benefit from it, you had to drink a lot more than one or two glasses. And resveratrol is a good product. I take it on an ongoing basis, but not on a regular basis. And what's funny about it is that, you know, a lot of women at that point decided they're going to start drinking who had never drunk before. Now, I will say something. I bought a bottle of wine, decent wine. Back then when I saw that study, I thought, well, I'll drink a glass. I will. This is like 35 years ago. And I drank this stuff, didn't really care for it, for about 3 or 4 days. And here's the funny part about it. On the fourth day, I really didn't want the wine, but I kind of needed the wine.
Yeah.
I never told you the story, Austin.
Yeah.
And I said, what the heck am I doing? My mom's an alcoholic.
Yeah.
My brother's an alcoholic. You know, I guarantee you I'm predisposed to alcoholism. So I took the bottle of wine that was left, took it to the sink, poured it down the garbage disposal. I looked at Sharon and I said, I'm done. I'm not doing this crap. I don't believe this. I said, the side effects of this stuff are so bad, and alcoholism is going to increase the risk of pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, cirrhosis of the liver, alcoholism, breast cancer. I said, I'm not doing this. Now, I'm telling you that personal story for a reason. I have gone out with a lot of different girls over the years since Sharon died who've got drinking problems. And as soon as I find that out, I immediately say I'm done because I don't want to deal with that because it's not my responsibility to try to get somebody to stop drinking. It's kind of like it's not my circus and it's not my monkey. You got that problem, I don't want to mess with it.
Well, and here's the problem. Like you talked about with that research study, it's resveratrol is an unbelievably amazing antioxidant. Mm-hmm. It has great cardiovascular properties. It helps cellular function. That's one of the reasons why we have it with such the high dose with the quercetin and resveratrol on the site that we put together years ago. Now, here's the problem, though. In order to get this level of resveratrol that's just like two capsules, you have to drink like 1 to 2 bottles of wine, depending on the wine. This is exactly what Dad's talking about here, is in order to actually get the nutrient benefit of quercetin, you pretty much got to stay drunk on wine an enormous amount, which then obviously the alcohol and other side effects from it massively outweigh the benefits from resveratrol. So something to be aware of, and make sure this product, which works really good, make sure you're getting a very, very high quality resveratrol like ours that doesn't have a bunch of fillers in it.
Chemicals.
Titanium dioxide. Like
cover,
we talked about
cover
earlier.
That next, yeah.
Yeah, that's an ingredient that is in a lot of supplements, especially cheap ones that you find at, you know, vitamin shops, you find at Walmart. Titanium dioxide is like in everything on the vitamin market. Always read the ingredients. If you've got questions and you want the top quality one, we got the stuff for you guys. The Team Health Masters is right here to help you guys out.
Almost done with this. So I went out with this girl, and during COVID, she started drinking wine, and she gained 50 pounds, you know, from alcohol. Because remember, alcohol decreases the production of an enzyme called lipase, which makes you start storing body fat. And then she'd lost the weight, but her skin was all saggy. I mean, it's just catch 22, and then she wanted to get a facelift. And this list goes on and on and on. And so the problem that you run into is this. You start putting that much alcohol through your system, you're really, really going to affect your health. You really are. Now, I'm going to say this to you very, very clearly. I suggest if you have a problem with this, you go to AA. I know I don't believe with everything they stand for, but they can really help you if you've got a problem with alcoholism. And number two, you can also have the doctor put you on antabuse. Now, you think you're recommending a drug? I'd rather have you puking your guts fat every time you drink and make it have such a negative association with it, you stop. You don't need to do it. I've watched so many people drink themselves to death. And because of that stupid French paradox, remember, the French people don't eat hydrogenated oils. The French people eat really kind of a Mediterranean diet. They have all these other things that they do that aren't alcohol related that make them healthier.
They don't use seed oils either.
They don't use seed oils. No, it's all olive oil and butter. And so they stay healthy regardless whether they're drinking alcohol or not. So they try to say the reason they're healthy is because they're drinking alcohol. It's a complete and total lie, period. And plus, the French are chronically hungover, Austin. They have the worst, especially in Paris. They got the worst personalities ever. They're like a bunch of drunks that are mad all the time. You know, like a lot of the Eastern Europeans are always angry about stuff. It's crazy. Oh, by the way, 10 hazardous food additives banned in Europe but legal in the United States, including suspected carcinogens like titanium dioxide.
It's a horrible compound.
It's great for white fencing.
Yeah, okay. It's great for that.
If you want to have PVC fencing that'll last forever that has a lot of UV protection in it, loaded up with titanium dioxide.
It's great for that.
I've seen so many supplements with titanium dioxide. We don't do stuff like that. So don't. It enhances products' white color and opacity. And it's listed as a group 2 carcinogen. It's a cancer-causing agent. Potassium bromate in bread. Again, this is one of the things that directly affects the thyroid gland. It can irritate the nose, throat, and lungs, causes thyroid and kidney cancers in animals. Brominated vegetable oil, unbelievably bad for you. You have all this stuff in the vegetable oils. Red 40, yellow 6, yellow 5 dyes. You know, propylene paraben. Basically, you all found alter the endocrine system. It's basically a female hormone. You know, azodicarbonide uses a whitening agent in cereal flour and bread dough. When broken down, it creates two common compounds that are carcinogenic. Antibiotics in animals. There's a fear of the overuse of antibiotics going to contribute to deadly drug-resistant bacteria. You know, RBST, that's the bovine growth hormone, injected into cows, increased milk production. It's been linked to cancer and breast cancer in women. All of this stuff you got to look at on the label. If it contains any of that junk, you got to just say no to that product. And also, if it has canola oil or corn oil or safflower oil, just say no. Don't buy it. Very, very important. Overpass high fructose corn syrup. Don't buy it. Anything else you want to add to this?
Especially the soybean oil and canola oil, because is in everything.
Omega 6, baby. Let's thicken up that blood and turn it into jelly.
Yeah, it's one of those things. That's why you got to really look at the ingredient list on these products. I mean, there's another, and strangely enough, speaking of ingredient list on here, another 105,000 pounds of chicken products now been recalled to undeclared ingredients. Now, I understand there's allergens. I understand people are allergic to certain things. The thing that's very strange that we have not really witnessed in this level in the last about 2 to 3 months is the FDA is going in and recalling like everything from butter at Costco, because it didn't say contains milk on the side of it. Recalls like 100,000 pounds of butter from Costco. What they did with 100,000 pounds of butter, I don't know. I mean, you got to think about that. That is an enormous amount of material to get rid of. This right here, they said it basically didn't say it has sesame in it.
Let's go back up here. I want to show the label.
Now, I was actually going to cover the ingredient list on here.
Safflower oil, soybean oil,
canola oil.
So some of the other stuff, soybean oil again over here on another one. So some of the other stuff in there is okay, but like it's got extra virgin olive oil, et cetera, et cetera. But all of that other stuff just needs to be avoided. So try to find stuff without that kind of junk in there. Very, very important.
This wouldn't be a product that I would recommend eating. But one thing I do find about it odd is how the FDA is coming in now, and they're going over every single food product in the entire country and saying, oh, this doesn't say contains sesame.
They have nothing better to do.
Right. This doesn't contain sesame on the allergen on the side of it. Your butter doesn't say it contains milk on the side of it. Recall all of it. The FDA got a really million-dollar question for you. Why have you not recalled the COVID shot when you can look at some VAERS report with over 100,000-plus VAERS report?
Over a million.
Yeah, with over extensive side effects on the VAERS report. Why has that gotten recalled yet?
Emergency use authorization, baby.
Why does it keep getting approved every time Pfizer brings you another shot? Just thought I would ask that question. And on top of that as well now, the bird flu's attract another $6.5 million in surveillance and potential vaccines now in Australia. Australia said they're coming in now and starting to pump millions of dollars in federal funding to produce a bird flu vaccine because 240,000 birds just had to be called in New South Wales because there was an emergency problem with a couple of the birds testing with a PCR for the bird flu. So they had to wipe out 240,000 chickens. They said they activated the emergency biosecurity incident plan to contain the virus after the bird flu was detected at a poultry egg farm. Now, again, we talked about this before. The process is going to take up to 5 to 7 days to depopulate 240,000 birds. That is a lot of birds to knock down. And what's crazy about this is they're going in now saying that it may basically affect up to 355,000 birds that they're now monitoring. And so, again, be aware of this. Have some stocked up food because there's some crazy stuff that's going on right now. The food supply, the level of food that's getting recalled for the most benign things, and all of a sudden the food's having to be sent back to the FDA for testing, and it's just disappearing. Again, not being a conspiracy theorist, but it's pretty strange. One good thing, though, New York Attorney General reached a $7.4 billion settlement with Purdue Pharma. $7.4 billion over the OxyContin lawsuits with Purdue. For decades, the Sackler family fueled waves of opiate addiction and overdosed across the country. They said the funding will be used to treat opioid addiction prevention programs throughout the country. Another $3 billion to combat the crisis. Good riddance. this family lied, completely lied to not only doctors, the American population, said, well, we're coming out with an 80 milligram controlled release OxyContin. It's not even addictive. It's so great you can stay on it long term and you'll have no problems with it. Yeah,
controlled. We have so many people still addicted because of that.
Well, and this is one of the key factors that got this product and all these other opioid products on the market and people hooked on them. I mean, when I was in college, I've told you guys this before, I worked as far as in clinicals at a methadone clinic over in Lakeland, as far as giving people methadone to get them off basically these prescriptions. A big one back then in the 2000s was OxyContin. And it was crazy because I was talking to one of the employees that worked there because I was doing studies with them. And they said, Austin, you think when you come in here, you're going to be dealing with a bunch of people that are like tweakers and street people. And she goes, we've got attorneys in here, some of the top attorney firm executives. She goes, we've got nurses. We've got doctors. We've got individuals that make a significant amount of money and are very prevalent in the community, and they're on basically methadone to get off OxyContin because all of them got hooked on it. They broke an ankle. They sprained a knee. They broke a wrist. All of a sudden, a doctor gives them a script for 60 tablets of OxyContin and go, oh, it's fine. You won't get addicted to it. It has non-addictive properties. This was 100% Purdue and what they did with this to push this product to get it through and lie to the American population. So $7.4 billion settlement. I think that's on the low side. I think it should have been more than that. But, again, at least something's happening.
Well, they've already had settlements already. The crazy part about it is they made billions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
So a few million. They made hundreds of billions of dollars.
Like hundreds of billions.
And the crazy, a few years ago I met a person, a lady who basically had been married to a guy who had one of his pill mills.
Yeah.
And they ended up becoming both convicted felons. And when they found out they were about to be closed up and shut down and run off, she was a dual Russian citizen. They hopped on a plane and flew to Russia.
Yeah.
And they sat over there for 3 years. And finally, the people were in the government decided to negotiate with him because they want to close the books on it. And he ended up getting like 6 months in jail, and she basically didn't have to go to jail at all. But they were told also that what they were doing was legal because they have doctors writing prescriptions out.
Yep.
And basically saying this product was not addictive. And so we had literally millions of people getting addicted to OxyContin that were told that it was going to be a safe product and there were no side effects associated with addiction.
Yeah.
And so, then all of a sudden they decided to close these pill mills down, which is what they're called. And all of a sudden, all these people who owned the pill mills who were just following their instructions and trying to do things legally, and some of them didn't do it legally, they basically all ended up either in jail or being fined also, even though they were doing everything with medical doctors selling a product that was unbelievably horrible.
And then what ties into the backside of this, when the same time Purdue was doing this, we also started up the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. And then what happened in the United States? We had heroin explode in the country again like an atomic bomb from Afghanistan, and we couldn't figure out how to knock out the poppy fields, even though all my infantry boys in the Army used to say, we couldn't even drive through the poppy fields, we couldn't mess with the poppy fields, we couldn't torch the poppy fields, we could not have anything to do with the poppy fields over there.
There were like 500 square miles of poppies being grown.
If the United States wanted to stop the heroin production over there, all we had to do was run over it with a doggone C-130 and dump glyphosate on it. We love to spray Roundup and everything in the United States.
But they don't want to do that because the CIA was running the operation, including the laboratories that were producing the heroin over there.
There you go.
And what they did, they got everybody hooked on the heroin, got them hooked on,
the OxyContin.
And as soon as they came out with fentanyl,
oh yeah,
we don't need a poppy.
Notice we pull out Afghanistan.
It's time to leave Afghanistan.
Yeah.
You think, well, this can't be true. Read the Operation Gladio, the unholy alliance between the CIA, the Vatican, and the Mafia. Read that book. But you don't read anything else that I'm asking you to read. Read that one. Operation Gladio. The unholy alliance between the CIA, the Vatican, and the Mafia. And you'll see how they ran all these drugs in. By the way, this is coming out even more and more now. Trump's radical $500 billion plan to end cancer with a vaccine. Whoa. We covered this the other day, but now the Daily Mail picked it up. He's promised to put Americans on Mars and the wars in Ukraine and the Middle East, but Donald Trump's most impactful move could be to spearhead the world's first cancer vaccine. This week, among a fury of executive orders, the new president announced a $500 billion venture described as the largest AI infrastructure project in history, in case you guys thought this was a joke. The White House calls this Project Stargate and create tens of thousands of new jobs and usher in a new technological revolution. But the biggest promise is finally producing cures for cancer, according to one of the AI bosses involved with the program. Now, listen to this. Larry Ellison, a chief technology officer, computer software, Oracle, said the technology we used using simple blood tests to scan for any tiny tumor cells, which neither humans or current lab tests can detect with AI. This way, patients with the earliest forms can be identified and treated. He continued, then beyond that, once we gene sequence the cancer tumor, you can then vaccinate a person with mRNA vaccine. that can be produced within 48 hours. He described curing cancer as a promise of the future. No, what it is making him unbelievably wealthy, and he already is. And here's what Terry said to me. She's an attorney. She says, you get a blood test at your annual physical. The doctor says, we see evidence of cancer floating in your blood.
Yep.
Then they test your cancer. They say, oh, yes, you may have cancer. So now you are ordered and given a prescription to get Larry Ellison's patented AI gene therapy that costs about $500,000 per dose. That's a projection.
Well, nobody's going to afford that.
The insurance companies, some of them are going to have to pay for this. Some of them won't. You get four treatments, and the last dose kills you. The doctor shrugs and says, we did everything we could. All wealth is now drained from your family. You never had cancer in the first place. Larry has liability protection because he called his injections a vaccine. This is quite possibly the biggest grift in history. The Stargate project is Operation Warp Speed 2.0 on steroids.
Wow. Oh, and then what they'll say is at the end, we did our best. The cancer got him, though.
But no, I hear that all the time with people that come down with cancer. We have a friend of ours, and he went to high school with me. You remember him. I can mention his name. And he started having health problems.
Yep.
And we started giving him supplements. He was doing great.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he decided that he wanted to no longer get supplements because his insurance with Medicare would cover his drugs.
Yeah, and the chemotherapy and all that, yeah.
And now he's dying. He's almost dead. It took him a couple of years, but they've almost killed him with the drugs. And I talked to him the other day. He said, I can barely stand up. I can barely move. I can't see anything anymore. I can't work anymore. I can't do anything. I'm totally unproductive. He goes, I'm dying. And I said, I'm sorry. Because, you know, he used to do repairs for ACs and all that kind of stuff, and he can't even move anymore. But he was absolutely – when he's taking supplements, he was doing great.
I know.
And then he decided he wanted to take supplements anymore.
Well, I remember he'd come to the office sometimes, and he was like, oh, man, this is expensive. I didn't give him discounts a lot of times. And he goes, well, you didn't – he came in, and all of a sudden he was starting to lose a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what are you doing? He goes, well, they got me on this drug, and the insurance is covering all of it. I said, how are you feeling? I don't feel very good. I don't have much energy anymore. And I'm like, well, you lost weight. You should be feeling better. Oh, no, they got me on this drug. And I've watched it decline rapidly.
I talked to him about 2 weeks ago. And he's barring a miracle, he's going to be dead pretty quick. He's that bad. And it's sad. He's a really good guy. And he was great technician as far as repairing ACs and everything else.
He literally could look at certain stuff and be like, I already know what's the problem.
And he wouldn't replace parts. He would just fix it.
Yeah.
Now, nowadays, nobody can fix anything anymore. They replace parts all the time.
You can fix anything.
So watch this stuff because, you know, Donald Trump now, Ellison are best buddies here. And Ellison, I don't trust this guy at all. And he's just, I'm not going to say anything else about it.
And here's another thing to be aware of, too. Now, this is an article that just came out. It says, significant rise in children admitted to acute wards for mental health issues.
There we go.
Now, you got to ask yourself a question. Why are we seeing a massive spike in 5 to 18-year-olds being admitted to medical wards for mental health problems? I'll tell you right now, and here's his research. It says the number of children being admitted has exploded exponentially. The rise is particularly high in girls aged 11 to 15, with the highest analysis highlighting steep relative increase among children ages 5 to 10, striking rates of self-harm in females. Researchers warn the issue isn't going away. It's getting worse. They said they highlighted while the COVID-19 pandemic lockdowns had an enormous impact on youngsters, it was not the sole factor. The study looked from UCL analyzed data on all admissions from 5 to 18 from 2012 to 2022. These wards assess and treat patients are separate from specialist mental health wards. And when they looked at these numbers here, they went on to say that essentially over the past decade, we're observing a significant increase in mental health admissions among children and youth people to a medical wards. And they're showing these numbers here from 11 to 15 over a 9-year period, it jumped from 9,000 admitted to almost 20,000 admitted. Now, you got to start asking yourself a question. What is causing this? And they said that also, too, increased intensity of issues that these children are starting to have. And they don't really go into the details. So they blame it a lot on the COVID lockdowns, what they talk about here. The COVID lockdowns did this. And there's no question about it. The psychological impact that happened to these kids was enormous, especially the young ones. What they did to them in school, God, it made me mad. That's why the school board.
No.
They were treating those kids like they were prison inmates.
They were. It's awful.
And I saw videos that came out from middle school and elementary school, and they're making the kids walk 6 feet apart in unison together. Do not get closer than 6 feet. Pull your mask up. You're in timeout now. You let your mask go down. You can't go outside and play ball. You can't go into recess. It was insane what they did to those kids. I mean, you got to think, that's bad enough you do that to a grown individual that's in prison. All right, whatever. You're there. You got to deal with it. Doing that to a 5- and 6-year-old, Remember the teacher out in
PTSD
Vegas?
PTSD trauma.
Oh, yeah. Remember the teacher out in Vegas? Did the 8-year-old boy, because he wouldn't pull his mask up, she duct taped it to his face out in Nevada? She got terminated. But the fact that you had the teachers that were acting like this, and then what really chapped me, this is when we really went in and really raised havoc.
We raised hell. We did.
Is when you started having photos emerge of the doggone teachers that were so excited about getting their COVID death shot, and they were standing there taking photos with the kids while they're standing there. The teachers are all happy and smug, and they've got 10 or 15 children in a class sitting there spread out with masks on their face, covering right the base of their eyes all the way down to their neck, and the teachers are saying, well, we've taken our shot. We're protected now. And I thought to myself, you complete piece of trash.
Yeah, this is a sickening American history saga.
No, it is. We're going to look back in 10 to 20 years, and we're going to shake our heads in shame.
Well, no, they'll rewrite the history again.
I won't forget it.
No, I won't either. But remember, the people that remember World War II for what it was are dead pretty much at this point.
Yeah.
You know, I remember a lot of what I was told by my parents who were there, or my mom who was there. And that's why I tell you guys to read the book, The Bad War by Mike King. You need to read that book. It's free. It's a free PDF. You have no excuse. You can't Google it. Google won't pull it up. DuckDuckGoGo will.
Okay.
But read that book, The Bad War. Read it and get an alternative view of what happened in World War II.
Always.
Always. Because, oh, by the way, speaking of absolute garbage, Larry Ellison. Here we go. I pulled him up on Wikipedia. He's an American businessman and entrepreneur, co-founded software Oracle. He's worth $188 billion.
How much?
$188 billion. He's the fourth richest person on the planet. Of course, they don't count the Rothschild boys in that thing. Life and education. Here we go. You guys ready? Ellis was born in 1944 in New York to Florence Spellman, an unwed Jewish mother. His biological father was an Italian-American United States Army officer. And I'm just going to – you guys can read it if you want to read into that. It says Ellis moved to Chicago's South Shore, then a primarily Jewish middle-class neighborhood. He remembers his adoptive mother, Lillian Spellman Ellison, as warm and loving, in contrast to his austere, unsupportive, and often distant adoptive father, who had chosen the name Ellison to honor his point of entry into the United States, Ellison Island. So anyhow, it's all about Ellis Island. So you guys can read through the rest of this stuff. I'll go ahead and post it, but just to let you know, he's probably one of the boys of the Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan group that run the planet.
$188 billion net worth. That's pretty serious.
You know, with that kind of money.
That's a big number.
I'm not going to say anything else. The guy gives me the creeps. What's your next story, Austin?
Well, now I saw this pop up on here, and I was going to ask you if you had heard much about it yet. One of Trump's executive orders he signed was release of the last JFK, RFK, and MLK assassination files. They said that he did this. Is this legit?
We don't know.
Okay, because I saw the article.
No, I read it. Okay, here's the thing. He released part of it 6 years ago.
Right.
Okay.
We knew that.
They've had 6 years to redact it and to eliminate it and to destroy files.
You think they're just going
to
blacklist it?
I think what they're going to do, they're going to release what's left that they want to have left, but they're not going to release all of it.
It's got Sharpie all over it.
They won't even have that. It's going to go in the RAW file. In other words, they're going to release it and say, we have released everything now, but we still aren't going to have full disclosure on what they did and why they did it. Remember, Kennedy was assassinated for various reasons. I talked to a lady this morning about this. Number one, he refused to allow Israel to have nuclear weapons. That's number one. You know, Lyndon Johnson, who I believe was involved directly in the Kennedy assassination, had a Jewish mistress who was also Mossad.
Right.
That was right after Kennedy, okay? And if you watch the video, you know, sacrificing liberty. You really need to watch that video by the sinking of the USS Liberty. That was the number one reason he did not want Israel to have nuclear weapons. Said they would never have it. Number two, he had done a speech months before he had died saying that there was a great, basically, conspiracy to take over the United
States.
That's
a wild speech.
They operate from covert means. Yep. And he said that basically he's going to expose it before he leaves the office. Okay, that's number two. Number three, he wanted to get rid of the Federal Reserve Bank.
Yes.
Okay, that was number four. Number five, he was having pillow chats with Marilyn Monroe talking about what happened at Roswell. Oh, yeah. That's probably why she got killed, too. And so all of this stuff happened to Kennedy. So are they going to disclose all of that?
Yeah.
No.
You think it's more just theater?
It's more theater again. Okay. Because the thing about it is, you know, you got 60 years since that's happened, right? So it's been a long time. But the problem is, we have enough of us, like me. Yeah. I remember that. I remember exactly where I was when I found out John F. Kennedy was shot. You know, and I remember they threw us on the bus and took us home immediately.
Did they really?
Oh, my gosh. They said, school's out. Buffs, get on the bus.
That's true. You think about the President of the United States just got assassinated.
And the teachers didn't tell us.
Yeah.
They said, national emergency, you got to go home. And we're on the bus that someone says, John F. Kennedy got shot. And I'm like, whoa, I remember being on the bus listening to that. And I thought to myself, this is nuts. And, you know, and I mean, then we watched it. So if you read the book, you know, from 9/11 to JFK, it's a rich man's trick. It's not a book; it's a video. From JFK to 9/11, it's a rich man's trick. You could Google it or DuckDuckGo it. It's about a three-hour video that you need to watch. It goes into detail on the Kennedy assassination. It's a really, really good book and how they actually lay out who the multiple shooters were. So there's a lot of stuff that happened with Kennedy that these guys are not going to disclose. I'm telling you that because it would cripple the CIA. And cripple Mossad, and cripple a whole bunch of other people that were involved in this. And so, if you want to believe that, you know, that Oswald did all this himself, you know how difficult it is to sit in a book depository, you know, down the road, you know, from 100 feet up in the air or whatever it was, and hit a moving target.
Yeah,
that's not so easy to do, guys. But I will admit, though, right before the shot was taken, the driver almost stopped.
Really?
Yeah, you can watch the video. Yeah. So I mean, so all of this stuff is going to be, I think, obfuscated for the rest of time.
Well, the thing is, they don't want people talking about this stuff. They don't want people knowing the real truth about it. Just like, I mean, the entire thing, I guarantee you, the whole assassination attempt on Trump in Pennsylvania, that's going to get slowly washed out of the media as far as everything that happened with that.
Well, Mancow told me he had inside source. Now, this is Mancow's name, not me, that, you know, that the former two presidents, or the basically, well, Biden and Obama were involved in that. But I don't believe that's true. I don't. I believe that the people who run the planet behind the curtain are the ones who are involved.
Yeah, I personally think, though, they probably knew or heard about it. But now, as far as directly orchestrating it.
Now, some people say there was a stage setup, but it was a psyop, and it never happened. Okay, they're saying that, too. So they're saying basically that was done, again, to put Trump back in office and make him the martyr. I don't know. But, I mean, we covered that the day after it happened. I mean, we went into detail on all the different theories. So if you believe he did survive that thing as a miracle from God, or if you believe it was a setup – we don't know. I don't know. You don't know. All we know is what the media tells us. It's like George Carlin on his quote that I told you yesterday. I've come to realize that all the federal government does is lie. I don't believe anything they say.
Well, the thing that really started, I think, got a lot of people's attention, though, was how many social media posts were covering what was happening with the guy climbing up the roof.
No.
The guy going up the roof and the rifle. And then the law enforcement on body cam footage seeing the guy.
Nobody taking a shot at it.
All this stuff was leading up to it, and nobody stopped it. It just continued to escalate.
Where'd the ladder come from?
Yeah, I mean, not only that, why in the world was law enforcement the only one that found this guy? None of the Secret Service basically could figure this out. The roof of the building the kid was on, they had the police department underneath him.
They said it was too steep to walk on. It was like a 212, 312 pitch.
Then you got videos later on, everybody walking around the body up.
That's right.
You know, it didn't. The whole story didn't make any sense.
Well, it's kind of like Vegas. Remember Vegas? Vegas? Or the Pulse nightclub in Orlando?
Everything. None of the story ever made. You know, how is it that you have the former president of the United States at a massive rally with Secret Service, private contractors, local law enforcement, local sheriff's department, all in this area, and this guy rides a bicycle with a backpack with an M4 and manages to assemble it, climb up the wall, get on the roof, get in position for minutes and minutes and minutes and
Why
minutes.
Why everybody's
and
minutes. Calling cops.
Everybody's watching him. Everybody's calling him and gets a shot off. But if I walk towards Disney Springs with a firearm on my person, they flagged me down with local law enforcement and basically bomb sniffing dogs that flagged me out of a crowd before I even do anything and escort me off with seven contractors because I had a firearm on me that was not visible, by the way, that was completely covered. You're telling me
true story.
You're telling me Disney has that technology to flag me before I even get into Disney Springs because I'm carrying a firearm, but you allow that to happen at a former president rally with Secret Service and contractors and law enforcement? Give me a break.
I've been in back of Disney. I've been inside of the security area with Disney with the hundreds of cameras on the walls.
It's insane.
Yeah. They videotape everything for liability
and
reasons.
Again, that's their place. That's their house. That's their party. I get it.
Yeah.
But again, you got to look at the fact that when security wants to be security,
they're secure.
They can be secure. And so that whole incident up there, none of it made sense at all. So anyways, I digress on that. This is also another story I want to cover real quick. This is a huge deal. Merck, who has put out the controversial Gardasil HPV vaccine years ago that has had a host of side effects over the years, horrific side effects. They have now basically gone in this huge lawsuit, and they're facing off against Merck in L.A., who sued Merck in 2016, who basically won several key pretrial motions. The Children's Health Defense is supporting the case with Jennifer Roby, who's been confined to a wheelchair since she was 16 years old, right after she got the shot. And essentially, the case involves a lawsuit filed in Los Angeles since 2016. The outcome of the trial could affect hundreds, if not thousands, of other lawsuits involving Merck's Gardasil vaccine. They wanted to say here, however, late Wednesday, Kayser settled with Robbie, avoiding the trial. They didn't want, Merck did not want this going to trial, so they settled with her. And what's crazy about this is they said the terms of settlement are confidential. Robbie also won key pretrial motions, and essentially nobody is allowed to talk about anything that happened now because they did not want this going public and going to a jury trial. So I'm glad Robbie's getting paid out. Jennifer Robbie's getting paid out on this, but I can't imagine the level of cash they had to dole out with this as far as a confidential settlement. So this did not go to trial. Because that's what they said. If this went to trial and she won on a jury trial, this is going to open up the door for thousands of lawsuits with HPV, the Gardasil vaccine. So Merck said, I am curious the number that they settled on with her.
It's in the millions, guaranteed.
Oh, it's got to be
probably
that.
Tens of millions.
She's been in a wheelchair since she was 16. She's going to be paralyzed for the rest of her life.
Well, the Gardasil shot is like a nightmare shot. It's supposed to stop HPV vaccine. It's what it's for, to stop you to start cervical cancer. And it doesn't work.
It causes
paralysis and sterility.
There's like 30, 40, 50 different HPV viruses, strands of the virus. I mean, they go from anything from hand warts to plantar warts on your feet. They go all across the board. So trying to say we're coming out with an unbelievably toxic HPV vaccine that's suddenly going to protect you from basically cervical cancer.
It's basically to stop production, reproduction.
That's exactly right.
But also remember, though, that's another thing. Let's talk about this for a second. Since we're talking about this weird stuff anyhow. Let's talk about reproductive health. Let's talk about whatever. You know, if a woman has her partner wearing protection,
yeah,
it really massively reduces this.
Yeah.
You shouldn't sit there and try to basically take an injection or a vaccine so you can have, you know, open, free, happy,
right,
whatever, you know, and not have any protection. And you're going to end up coming now with all kinds of STDs. Speaking of STDs and weirdos, San Francisco.
Oh, gosh.
This is unbelievable. You got a bunch of the girls are girls and the boys are too, I guess. I don't know what that is. you got entire streets now. You can't even go down. And so they're at a Costco.
Yeah.
Okay. This is crazy. There's a Costco boy. He comes walking in. His name's Timothy Scott McLivian, 55-year-old Cloverdale resident, now registered sex offender. He's convicted by a jury because of a Costco in near San Francisco. He actually walked up to a Costco person giving out samples and asked her if she liked him. And she looked at him and didn't know what to say. Trying to say, well, you're okay. And he grabs her by the crotch.
Oh, gosh. There's 5,000 cameras in Costco, too. So I'm sure they got all this documents.
You know, and, you know, now whether or not he was mentally ill or just a pervert, who knows? But the crazy part about this is I had this happen one time. And I'm going to tell the story. I never told you this.
Okay. Yeah. It's Friday, guys, and we're live. So
there used to be a place called JM Fields.
Okay.
It's like a Walmart of has been yesteryears, right?
Yeah.
And this is probably back in 1974, 75. And I remember I was dating a girl named Paula.
Yep.
And I remember we were at JM Fields looking around at stuff. I forgot what we were looking at. And all of a sudden, she just lets out a scream. Now, listen to this. This is 50 years ago. She lets out a scream. And I come running over, and there's this kid about 17 years old running away from her. And she goes, that guy just grabbed me by the crotch.
Really?
Now, Paula was extremely good looking, and I was extremely mad. And I remember I had a pair of Dr. Scholl's foot sandals on. They can't run in Dr. Scholl's foot sandals.
Kick them off.
This kid took off like a gazelle, but I dropped the shoes off. So now I'm running through JM Fields in this wild frenzy, full bore, full throttle, grab this little kid by the arm, snatch him around, call the cops on him.
Yeah.
And he admitted to doing it. Thought she was hot. Okay.
Gosh.
So now we're standing at the front counter. I'm holding him because he wants to run.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And I'm big. You know, I'm running around with a 50-inch chest and 18.5-inch arms, and I'm pissed. So the cop comes up, and the kid admits to the cop he did it. 17 years old. And the cop goes, well, we're not going to charge him. And I said, he just admitted to you he did it.
Sexually assaulted somebody, yeah.
And he goes, well, I'm sure he has a rap sheet, but he's a juvenile. But I'm about to arrest you for grabbing him.
What?
I never told you that story.
Because he was a minor.
He's a minor.
Wow.
And I never hit him. I just grabbed him. I grabbed him by the wrist to pull his wrist behind his back. I said, you little punk, you're going to jail. Yeah. Ted almost went to jail. So it's ironic to me this happened at Costco behind all of the cameras. And what's even more ironic to me is that nobody at Costco had the intestinal fortitude to grab this boy.
Yeah.
And so finally the cops get there, and then they try to arrest him, and he goes limp on them.
Just falls on the floor.
Yeah, just goes on the floor. So they have to carry him out on the arms. They're holding him out. They try to put him in the car, and he starts barricading his arms and limbs so he can't get through the door. Oh, you should read the article. I posted it. And I think to myself, you know, now the guy's a registered sex offender, and so should that 17-year-old kid have been.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I was only 18 or 19.
Well,
the
thing that irritates me about that is minors. I get that aspect. What's irritating is how they pick and choose certain things. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you did this crime now, or you did some type of violent incident, and you're 15 or 16. You're going to try this as an adult now.
Well, but the cop says to me, we can go ahead and charge you for assault because you grabbed him by the arm after he grabbed your girlfriend by the crotch. And I'm like, I looked at him, and so here's the thing about it is, I'm like 18, 19 years old. What do you think that did to my psyche about law enforcement?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that was a real positive incentive right there.
Yeah, I thought, so this is great.
Yeah.
This is great. You know, my girlfriend gets assaulted and I get in trouble.
Well, it's the same thing we had up in New York with the Marine. You got the unbelievably
costing millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars. You got this guy that's been arrested, 20-something times. I had warrants out for him already.
Already busted a lady's face open.
Yeah, already had massive, massive assault with great bodily injury down there in the subways. He's running around telling everybody he's not worried about dying anymore. They need to give him all his money. He don't care about going back to jail. His Marine steps in and says, dude, this is out of hand. I'm going to put you in a chokehold. And the kid's on so much dope that he puts a chokehold on. He ends up dying and goes into cardiac arrest. Okay. So now all of a sudden they try to charge this kid.
Oh, yeah.
That was a mess. That was a total
mess. No, it cost him millions in legal fees. And, you know, and the sad part about it, had he not spent the money or somebody had not funded him for the money, he'd have been in prison.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's the sad part about it. They almost put me in jail because I defended my girlfriend. I mean, think about that for a second, how crazy this is.
Yeah.
I guess now if he'd have been a year older, he'd been 18, I guess I could have cold-cocked him.
Well, and the problem is, too, back then, there were probably no cameras in that store.
Oh, yeah, there were cameras.
And
plus, he admitted to it.
Yeah.
He admitted to it. And I thought to myself, this is absolutely crazy. I mean, we weren't, this wasn't the dark ages, Austin. We did have cameras.
I wasn't sure, though, security cameras.
I mean, they took pictures of Abraham Lincoln, Austin. This
I know
this
they
the
took
70s.
Photos, but I'm talking about controlled CCTV security
cameras.
Yeah,
they had all that stuff there. Yeah, because it was a shoplifting.
I know it's expensive stuff back then, though.
J.M. Fields went the way of the wheel of retailing. You learned about the NBA program.
Yeah. And, well, Walmart did that. Walmart came in and almost ruined the entire in-person retail market.
Well, Amazon's coming and trying to ruin Walmart now.
Walmart and Amazon are going at it.
But Walmart is so horrible. I could tell you stories, but I'm not. Gosh. About Walmart. I had one of those yesterday. It's like shopping in hell when you're at Walmart.
Well, no. Like I remember this years back when they actually used to be a company that valued the Second Amendment. And I used to go in there all the time to buy ammo. This is years ago. It's like 10, 12 years ago.
Always had good prices.
They had great prices. I mean, you could go in there. That's when they had the 420 cans of the 5.56 green tip.
That was great.
Bro, they were like $129 for 420 rounds on stripper clips of green tip. I mean, dirt cheap. So every time, I'd get a paycheck or I'd make a little bit of money, me and my one buddy, we'd go to Walmart middle of the afternoon, middle of the night, and we'd buy a little bit of ammo, just so we have backup ammo. I tell everybody about that. And I remember all the ammo is always behind this glass case. And we'd go to the sporting section and say, I need to buy some ammo. Well, I don't have the key for it. So-and-so has the key for it. Okay. Well, how do we get so-and-so? We'll page him. They page him. Oh, so-and-so's not here today. Who has the key? Well, we don't know. We got to find out who's the next assistant manager. They get on the radio. Dude, a lot of times before long, it would take 20 to 30 to 40 minutes to get somebody.
I've had the same experience.
Yeah. And then, but the reason why we did it is because the ammo is so stinking cheap and we pay in cash and they got great deals on it. But that was 12, 13 years ago. I've heard they've gotten worse now.
I won't even tell you the story that happened to you yesterday. It was awful.
So, again, and that's the problem you have now. So a lot of people are getting to the point where they don't want to deal with companies like Walmart, so they go buy everything on Amazon. They just order it straight from Amazon right to their door because it's more convenient. The problem that's happening now is Amazon has turned into a global retail monopoly and is putting everybody out. So, again, thank you for the support of Health Masters. That's why we bring you guys the highest quality supplements in the world. I had a customer come in the other day, and he was a new customer, and he had basically told me he had bought some stuff from Amazon, some vitamins. He's like, it doesn't work. It doesn't work at all. It's not doing anything. He pulled it up what it was, and it was some cheap product. It was like $19.99 for some CoQ10. And I looked at it, and it was just synthetic. It had like red 40 in it. And I said, dude, what are you doing? Come on. Come on into Health Masters. Let me take care of you. And so I went in there and I showed him. I broke down the ingredients. I showed him what we had. I explained it to him in detail with the ubiquinol form. And I said, listen, I said, if you want anything, come here. I'll take care of you. You need to call? Call. You need to show up? Show up. I said, I promise you. Go to the Amazon warehouse and show up with this bottle of vitamin and ask them to explain to you what's in this.
I have no idea.
They will tell you you are being escorted off the property for trespassing. I already dealt with this one time with a wheel that got basically stuck.
I remember that it shipped to the wrong place.
I had a wheel that got shipped, and they shipped it to Amazon. They have it in their warehouse, right? In their warehouse. It's supposed to be at my office. It's not their wheel. It's my wheel. It wasn't supposed to get shipped to Amazon. It was direct from another company. Somehow it landed in Amazon. I go in there. They say, what are you doing here? I need to pick up my wheel that you basically stole from me and took delivery of that's not yours. Sir, you need to leave the property right now. If you do not have a specific appointment to pick up a product, you need to leave. I'm like, it's my wheel. You have it. I want it. Sir, we're calling security on you now. I'm like, I just want my wheel. That's all I wanted.
By the way, JFK Jr. is now telling Senate Republicans he's actually all for vaccines and screeching U-turn.
Yeah. Are you sure it's fake news?
I says Kennedy has suggested, contrary to scientific consensus, that certain vaccines are connected to childhood autism, asthma, and developing disabilities. Robert Kennedy Jr. built a following online by questioning the scientific consensus and casting doubt on the use of vaccines in the U.S. But under his new boss, President Donald Trump, the failed presidential candidate is suddenly shifting his stance. Kennedy is Trump's pick to lead the Department of Health and Human Services ahead of his new potential role in the Trump White House. He's reportedly been assuring Republican senators who have to vote for him that he's all for polio vaccines and he isn't going to ban any vaccines, according to a report by Politico. According to a lawmaker who spoke to Politico, Kennedy has been telling them that he just wants to make safety and efficacy data easier to access. The lighter touch is a change from Kennedy's previous commentary on vaccines. He previously suggested that the measles vaccine caused MMR, autism, and the polio virus vaccine could have killed many, 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 many more people than the polio ever did. Neither of those claims represents scientific consensus. He is perhaps best known for his comments on the COVID-19 vaccines, which he called the deadliest ever created. At the point, he even suggested that somehow the virus had been engineered not to affect Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese people. I'm going to repeat that. He's perhaps best known for his comments on the COVID-19 vaccines, in which he said the deadliest ever created. At one point, he even suggested that somehow the virus had been engineered not to affect Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese people. He told me he is not an anti-vaccine. He is pro-vaccine safety, which strikes me as an irrational position to take. But asked about Senator Kennedy's history on vaccine skepticism, Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville replied that he doesn't keep up with all that. He went on to tell Politico that he has spoken with Kennedy and believes the nominee supports vaccines so long as they're safe. I hope he's doing this just to get his appointment through the HHS.
That has to be the only positive thing that I can try to spin off that at all.
That's grossly disappointing to me. Unless somebody in the Trump administration has snapped his choke chain tight.
Well, you know, politics is a game of theater. It's a game of smoke and mirrors. All politics are. So he may be doing this to basically try to make sure he gets that appointment so he can get into that position because he's getting so much flack from Big Pharma.
Well, he says he wants the data made public. So, you know.
Maybe that's what his goal is.
We have quoted him so many times on this show.
I know I have. That's why he has been very staunch about it. But he's never come out and said, I absolutely hate all vaccines. They need to be abolished. He's never said that. But what he's come in now is he said we need to be able to have clean, safe vaccines, and we need to have the data available. So what he may be doing is he may be trying to spin this to get – because he hasn't been appointed yet in the NIH.
I think they're holding him for last.
Yeah. So that may be what he's trying to do right now to appease them a little bit so he doesn't get too much blowback. But
well, Kennedy, what did Trump say the other day? That anti-vaccine was a dead political issue and you know, don't have to bring it up. It's bad. Because remember, Trump is the founder, according to Trump, of Operation Warp Speed, and he continued to promote that mRNA vaccine for 4 years while he was out of office.
Here's the problem.
He said millions.
How do you come in as a federal government that spent hundreds of billions of dollars on COVID vaccines with pharma, with AstraZeneca, with all these companies, and then turn around and say, oh, by the way, we don't like vaccines anymore? How do you justify that?
We can't.
Do I get my money back? You know what I mean? Do I get my taxpayers back?
Get rid of Arnotty. I can't stand him.
But he's ruined.
When he promoted Biden, that was the end of it for me. Me and Arnotty isn't theatric. I've had enough.
No,
he's done.
Even The Rock learned his lesson from that first time with Biden. He came out this last time. He was like, I'm not promoting anybody. I'm just going to kind of just lay low. The problem is when you get these guys that are movie stars and action heroes and they do all this stuff and they come out and they start promoting one of the stupidest, most inept individual to be in a position of power in the United States, it really hurts the credibility.
You want to hear something creepy?
Yeah, it's Friday. Let's hear something creepy.
Creepy story.
All right.
There was an action-adventure star from the 80s.
Yeah.
He was from European descent.
Yeah.
And I have a friend of mine who knew him.
Yeah.
And when one day he walked up to him and shook his hand.
Yeah. There was a conference or something. Mm-hmm. He was at.
And the actor has blue eyes, and they turn black.
I've heard that from some individuals, like certain people, that happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've never seen it personally.
I don't want to see it.
It's
like some type of demonic possession. Think about that for a second. I'm not mentioning any names. I haven't made any. Just some actor. But the crazy part about it is, the other day, I was talking to a friend of mine, and she told me when her friends, whenever she got mad, she had blue eyes, that her eyes would turn black. Iris would go black.
That's weird.
So, is that possible? There are a lot of things that are real possible that we don't want to talk about ever. You know, so it's just one of those deals that when you finally realize that this world is not what you think it is, and we cover that in Angel Wars, a lot of this weird stuff starts making more and more and more sense.
Yes, it does.
What is your next story, Austin?
Well, my next story, glad you asked. What are the health benefits of NAC? This is an article that just came out again covering N-acetylcysteine and how important it is. It was the top 9 health benefits, which I thought was pretty interesting. Supplement form of cysteine, conditionally essential amino acid. Goes into detail here about what it does, making for powerful antioxidant glutathione. This is one of the best detoxifying antioxidants in the world as far as in any type of research laboratory. Glutathione is amazing.
It is a great product.
Yeah, it neutralizes free radicals that damages cells and tissues. The antioxidants help support the body's natural immune system and toxic elimination process. This is the primary reason why we put this in the spike protein survival kit. Number 2 on here, we have helps with detoxification to prevent or diminish kidney and liver damage. I talked about this yesterday. Doctors that have given NAC to people that set a amphetamine overdose help prevent kidney and liver damage. NAC application has other liver diseases as far as that it prevents as well. Number 3, it improves mental disorder and substance abuse disorder. I talked about this in detail the other day. For people with bipolar depression, NAC helps to decrease symptoms and improve quality of life. That's a really big deal because I hear about this more and more now, the individuals that are having problems with manic depressant, bipolar disorder, and a lot of it I think has to do with what's going on now with the massive dopamine ups and downs with social media. I predicted this, I've talked about it, I've read some research on it, and that's why I encourage people, try to not use your phone and live on social media, especially with younger kids. It's one that obviously you got to use it sometimes for media, for marketing, for contacts, for work. I got it. But sitting around for hours on end, needlessly scrolling through social media, it's not good for the brain chemistry, guys, and I think it's causing a lot of health issues. Another one here is respiratory conditions. It helps relieve symptoms. This is one of the reasons why we ran the NAC at high doses for individuals that are coming down with COVID, is it really helps replenish glutathione again, and people that are having issues as far as with chronic lung issues, it helps with oxidative damage and inflammation of the lung tissue, which causes airways to constrict, leading to shortness of breath and coughing. That's why this product was so essential. Number 5, it boosts brain health by regulating glutamate and replenishing glutathione. Again, because NAC helps regulate glutamate levels, it may benefit those with health conditions affecting the brain and memory. It says Parkinson's disease is characterized by deterioration of cells that generate the neurotransmitter dopamine. And this is one of the reasons why it's so effective. It also may improve fertility in both men and women. This is a great one. It says approximately 15% of all couples trying to conceive are affected by infertility issues. They said NAC supplementation and seemed to improve integrity and partner pregnancy rate by 22% compared to the control group. Number 7, may help stabilize blood sugar by decreasing inflammation in fat cells. This is really important. It says high blood sugar and obesity contribute to inflammation. This can damage and destroy insulin receptors and increase the risk of type 2 diabetes. Animal studies show that NAC stabilizes blood sugar by decreasing inflammation of the fat cells and thereby improving insulin resistance. Great, great information. May reduce heart disease risk by preventing oxidative damage. This is a huge one right here. It says, studies show that NAC protects heart function, heart health in people with diabetes and those recovering from certain heart surgeries. And the last one, ability to boost glutathione levels to improve immune function. Another reason why you had it in the stack for a healthy immune system. The dosage they recommend is 6 to 1,800 milligrams a day. We run ours at 600 milligrams per capsule for that specific reason. So you can take between 1 to 3 capsules a day as a daily supplement. If you're using it for intense therapeutic reasons, you can run up to 4 a day, which is 2,400 milligrams of NAC. But again, I want to cover that today because that's such an important product. I'll post this on the website so you can read about it more and why it needs to be a staple, because it literally hits almost every aspect of health, cardiovascular, lung health, nutrition, glutathione, everything.
You know, the more you read about this,
you know why they wanted to ban it.
You know, years ago during COVID, there was an article that had come out, and it talked about NAC for the use of, you know, of COVID.
Right.
Remember that? And then we basically put it on our website and posted it, and it was a full-blown scientific journal.
Yep.
And it was changed.
Yep. They went and actually redacted part of it and rewrote part of it.
They actually were talking about the NAC, and they were talking about nitric oxide in that article, which is our HGH stimulator. Remember that? And I mean, we printed a hard copy, so we had it.
Yep.
And I can't find it. I don't know where it went.
It's in the trove of thousands of other copies of articles
I've got a box of articles that I've used. I mean, the thing weighs like 200 pounds.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had a housekeeper come in, and they had it all perfectly on the countertop. It was perfect. They piled it into a big box. Remember that?
I can't say which a lot of mine are piled in boxes now.
Well, yeah, but now, I spent days sorting it.
So we used to do, before we used to run this, if you guys are new to the show, before we went to
audio only.
Mm-hmm. Audio only, a lot of times we'd print articles off because a lot of times we were having issues during COVID with the exact happen. Articles were getting changed, redacted, and banned. So anytime we'd find an article or a news study or a research study, we'd print them off at the office. So we had stacks of articles everywhere. Because if you guys remember during COVID, we were covering some stuff during COVID. We were digging research.
Boy, did we get shadow banned.
Oh, gosh. We got hammered on every platform. And then the trolls came out, too. Then the trolls got a hold of the emails and the contact forms on the website.
Oh, yeah.
That was a nightmare. Ugh.
Trolls.
Trolls.
Trolls from hell.
Just delete block.
Nobody wants to. They pop a hole in hell and they crawl out.
And they won't go back.
That's horrible. Hey, I prayed for you guys this morning. I want you to know I really appreciate you. And always remember something, you know, you plus God, and God plus you, that's always a majority no matter how you look at it. And, you know, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And, you know, even when it's freezing cold down here and it's too cold to jump up and get on the scales in the morning.
Snowing at the beach.
It's still, this is the day the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and I will be glad. And it's always going to be that. You know, I decided I got saved back in 79, really committed my life to Christ. And, you know, I decided back in 1979 that I was going to have a really great attitude in 2025 today. And so my attitude is not predicated on what happens to me today, because I decided a long time ago that God's got it covered. The prayer changes things. And I prayed for you guys again. And I'm so blessed to be part of your family. Thank you for all the emails you sent me. I've caught up again at AskDrTedB@Yahoo.com. So if you need to call me or write me an email, you can. I had another friend of mine I talked to this morning and prayed for his wife. And I tell you what, I love you guys. You guys mean the world to me. If it wasn't for you supporting Health Master, supporting us with your prayers, we simply couldn't be here. That's a fact.
And watch out for the fallen iguanas if you come down here.
Are they dropping again?
They're dropping again. They've been dropping all week. And I say this jokingly, but they freeze. They don't die. They freeze and they fall out of the trees and they land on people and people's cars and stuff like that. And then people come out. They have all these. They think they're dead iguanas all over their cars. Well, then one guy threw one in his car because he wanted to take it and go get like taxidermied. Well, it warmed up with the heat of the car.
Went berserk.
Flipped out, berserk, started trying to bite him and everything.
These things are 3 feet long. Man. These are not little birds.
Yes.
I guess they never stop growing.
I thought I'd throw that out there. And again, you guys know the product of the week, N-acetyl cysteine. I covered it. 22% off right now. Big mega sale I'm doing on to make sure you have access.
That's a huge sale.
But I got a brand new batch in. So it's here. It's ready to keep you healthy. If you need anything, call us, Team Health Masters, 1-800-726-1834. Y'all have a safe, fantastic weekend. We'll talk to you on this show Monday as always.
And stay warm.
Yes, stay
warm. Remember, God loves you. So do we.